Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kama, daf Yud Zayin. And we're holding here on Tes Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom. Right, again, as usual, our learning should be B'schus, all of Am Yisrael, certainly the soldiers who need a Yeshua. Right, all of Am Yisrael needs a Yeshua. Right, anybody who needs a Refuah Shleima, right, we should all be Zocha to see the Gula Shleima B'mehera B'karov. Right, Amen Ken Yiratzon. So we're here at Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Again, we're basically going to wrap up the first parak, going to the second parak, which we're going to talk about, as you might imagine, more. In Yanim of Nezikin, right? We're going to talk about Muad, but before we get there, we had just mentioned, right? We started the Gemara after the Mishnah on Amud Beis, we started the Gemara talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech passing away. So I have a little bit more about Chizkiyahu's death. The Pasuk says, "V'chavod asulo b'moso." They were mechabed him. They did some sort of honor when Chizkiyahu died. Malamei shehu shivu yeshiva al kivro. Right, teaches that he made a yeshiva. Right, on his kever after he passed away. Tosis points out over here in the last line on the Amud, right, lo kivro mamish, not actually on his kever, because that would be loig larush, right? And we don't, for example, we don't go into the cemetery with our tzitzis out. It's as if we're making fun of the people who have passed away that they can't do mitzvahs anymore. So Pasha says they didn't put a yeshiva mamish on his kever. It must have been, Tosis says, at least 4 amos away. Okay, either way, so they made a yeshiva, they made that kavod for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Plei bar Rabbi Nosson v'Rabbanan, machlokas, how long the yeshiva lasted, chadam ar shlosha, chadam ar shiva, v'amri la shloshim, right? It was either three opinions, either 3 days for 7 days or 30 days. Again, that's similar, that parallels, right, the different levels of Avelos. Okay, right, that's machlokas and how long they had the yeshiva there for. Tan Rabbanan, we learn the b'raisa v'kavut asu l'b'moso zeh Chizkiyahu HaMelech, she'atzu l'fnei shloshim v'shisha elef chalutzei kasef. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that teaches us what was the kavod they did for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They had 36,000 people who bared their shoulders. That was a sign of mourning back in the day. Amalei Rabbi Nechemya, v'alo lefnei achav asu kein. 1 second, that doesn't seem to be a kavod for tzaddikim. They did the same to achav as well. Ela she'nichu sefer al mitaso. What they did was they put a sefer Torah on his bed, meaning on his coffin. V'amru. And they said about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Lakim Zeh Masher Kasuv Bezeh. Right, this one fulfilled what was written right in this. Right, Va'idna Nami Avdinan Kachi. So the Gemara says, "Aye, but don't we do that nowadays also?" That was everybody. We do again back in the day. At least they used to do that. So what great kavod was that? So the Gemara says, "Afuki Mafkinan Baranuchi Lo Marchinan." They may take out a Sefer Torah, but they didn't put it right on the actual coffin itself. Okay, V'ibayseima, or another answer, "Anuchi Nami Marchinan." They do put it on the coffin, but Kiim Lo Amrinan. But they don't say this guy, meaning the guy in question, right? Chizkiyahu HaMelech, right? They don't say that this guy fulfilled the entire Sefer Torah. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, but someone else, right, again, they wouldn't necessarily say that. Right, about that person. Amar Rabbi Brachana. Rabbi Brachana says, "Hava zilna behedya de Rabbi Yochanan." The Mishal Shmaitza. Right, I was walking with Rabbi Yochanan. I wanted to ask him a shayla. Right, ended up going into the bathrooms. Obviously, I couldn't ask him. Right, v'hava beina mina milsa. Right, lo pashilan ademashi yadeh umanach tefillin umavarech. Right, and when he came out. Right, I asked him shayla, but he didn't answer right, until he washed his hands and he made a put on tefillin and he made a bracha. Right, again, v'hadar amarlan, and he said to us, "Afilu kiim." Amrinan limed lo amrinan. He said, "What do we do? We say even if the person was mekayim everything that was written in the Sefer Torah, but limed that meaning we wouldn't say necessarily right that he taught right Torah by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Right, we know certainly he taught right, did a tremendous tshuva and Am Yisrael. So there they said about Chizkiyahu that he taught what's in the Sefer Torah, but a regular person you might say that he was mekayim the entire Torah, but Chizkiyahu had an added level right of." Limed. I have Amramar Gadol Limud Atara Shalomed maybe the Demaisa. Aye, but didn't we say that Limud, that learning, right, is better, right? That because learning brings a person to do Maisim, right? Again, so the Chizkiyahu again. That if you tell by Chizkiyahu that he was Malame that he taught, right? That brings a person to Maisa again. Seeing the Kiyum, right, seems to be better, right? That the Maisa is a higher level, right? That's against if you look at Tosis over here. Right, again, he quotes the big Tosis right across, right, Valmar Mar, right, he quotes Rashi, he says, apparently what do you see, that Maisa is better, right, Maisa Odif, that doing mitzvot is better than learning Torah. The problem is, the Gemara Kedushin seems to say, right, the exact opposite, it says, Gadol, Limud Gadol in Maisa, right, it says that learning is better than doing it, okay, Rashi has different interpretations, you can check that out over there. Anyway, but so the Gemara says, Gadol Limud HaTorah, Shal Limud maybe the day Maisa. So apparently, if you tell me about Chizkiyahu that he taught, but someone who's Mekayim, right, that seems to be right better. So the Gemara says, Lokasha HaLamigmar HaLagmure. Right, it depends on learning versus teaching. Right, learning, right, I mean, the levels are learning, right? Then better than that is performing the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs, and then, right, kiyum, and then lugmure, right, that's already teaching, that's already a higher level, and that's what they gave, what they praised Chizkiyah. Okay. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Ashrichem, Zorig, Al Kolmayim, Mishalche, Regal, Ashor, Vachamor, right, being praised, someone who plants with water, right, who puts seeds in with water and sends out the regal of the shore of the chamor, right? Kol osik b'torah gemilas chasadim zoch lanachlas shnei shvatim. Someone who learns Torah and does chesed, right, is zocha to two tribes. What do you mean, two tribes? So shor v'chamor, right? Shor was Yosef, and chamor was Yisachar. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Ashrichem zorei ve'in zriya el tzedaka." Right, that's referring to tzedaka. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Ziru lechem tzedaka ve'kitzu lefi chesed." Okay, ve'in mayim el Torah. Right, mayim refers to Torah. Shneimer's pasuk says, "Hoi kol tzamei lechul lamayim." And if I was thirsty, right, go drink water. And that's talking about limud Torah, pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay, go ve'zocha nachlas shnei shvatim. What do you mean? He gets the inheritance, the Yerusha of two Shvatim, Zocha Lekila Ki Yosef, he's merits to be as beautiful as Yosef. The Chesiv Pasuk says, Ben Paras Yosef, Benos Tzada Ale Shor, right, Yosef was beautiful and very charming and very kind of outgoing, and all the girls, right, going to look at him, right, that's what ran into the issues, right, with Ashes Potiphar, etc. Vizokal and Achlas Yisachar, right? He's Yisachar to the inheritance of Yisachar. The Chitivik Pazik says Yisachar Chamor Garim, right? But that means basically that he was wealthy, right? That he was very wealthy, even though Yisachar, as you know, was the partnership with Zevulun, right? Yisachar learned, and Zevulun did the business, but the Pazik, right, also testifies that Yisachar himself was, right, that Shevet was also very wealthy, so that he was able to be able to sit and learn, right? Yeah, that's the purpose of wealth, to be able to sit and learn, right, and not to kind of enjoy yourself. Is the Amri? Some people say, "Oyvav noflim lefan of kvi Yosef dechtiv." Right, not those two brachos, but the bracha of that the enemies would fall in front of Yosef. Dechtiv, as the pasuk says, "Bahem amim yenagach yachtav afse aretz." That's right, pasuk in Zosa bracha, right. To extra understanding like Yisachar, because the pasuk says, "Mibnei Yisachar yodei bina la'itim ladas ma'yasa Yisrael." Again, bina, right? Yeah. Okay. So Hadron Alach Arba Avos, right? That's the end of Arba Avos, and now we start the second parak, Ketzer Haregel. Ketzer Haregel. We're going to talk about again. Since the last Mishnah, we talked about not the last Mishnah per se, right? But the Mishnah before that, we talked about Muad. Is it in the last Mishnah also? Yeah. Okay. Ma bin tam Muad. Okay. Either way. But we kind of introduced this whole concept of Muad. So this basically this parak, if I'm not mistaken, almost all of it is going to talk about, at least definitely the beginning, right, is going to talk about different types of Muad. So says the Mishnah, Ketzer Haregel Muadis Leshaber Baderech Hilucha. But how? Well, again, I probably should slow down with that reading because there's Machlokas really between Rashi and Tosos how to read this first line of the or the first couple lines of the Mishnah. So it says Ketzer Haregel Muadis. Right? How is a regel Muad Leshaber Baderech Hilucha? Right? When to break when it walks. Habehema Muadis LaHalech Kedarka Uleshaber. Right? A behema, right, is Muad is again is very it's common. And that it's going to walk right on its way and to break. Now that seems to be the same thing because you remember Ketzer Haregel Muedes. A regel is the leg of an animal. And then you tell me that right because we said a leg is muad to walk when to break when he walks, and an animal is muad to break when he walks. Right, that seems to be the same thing, right? Okay, Rashi understands that it's two different things. Tosas doesn't like that so much, right? The first Tosas over there, Ketzad. So he quotes the Re, right, that says it's really just a continuation and kind of like the same statement. Okay, right, again, it's a little bit harder to read that with the Gemara, that is Hemshech, but, again, it's, if you want to take out some more stuff over there. So, yeah, right, so this is really, we'll read like Rashi. Right, okay, so, Ketzer Haregel Muad is the Shabbat of the Achilucha. Regel, right, is Muad to break when he walks. Behema is Muad to break when he walks. Haisam of Etes, if it would kick. Right. Oh, she's shayutzuros mit natzin mitachas raglea. Or if there were pebbles that shoot out from underneath its legs, mishivers a kalim and it breaks kalim. Mishalim chatzi nezek. You pay half damages. Again, that's because it's mishuna. That's not the normal way of damage. Darsa ala kli v'shav raso. If it trampled right, a utensil, a kli, and it broke it. V'nafal al kli v'shivro, right, and then that kli fell on another kli, a second kli, and broke it. Al rishon mishalim nezek shalim, v'al achron mishalim chazi nezek. The first one, which is normal damage, is going to pay full nezek, and the second one, chazi nezek, is going to pay half. Atana golu muadim lahalech kedarkon. Chickens are, you know, normally walk around, ula shaber, and they break. Hay delil kashur biraglav, if it has some sort of bucket tied around its legs, oshaya mahades umishaber zakelim, or if it was kind of walking, or it was mahades jumping up and down, right, mishaber zakelim, and it was breaking things, so then mishalim chazi nezek, right, that's a not normal way of damaging, and therefore you're going to pay chazi nezek. Good, yalla, amud beis. Amar le ravina le rava. Hainu regel, hainu behema. The first question of the Gemara is, isn't that the same thing? Right, regel, the leg of a behema, right, is muad to walk and do damage. A behema is muad to walk and do damage. That's the same thing. So Amar le tana avos ukatani toldos. Yeah, so there's an avos, right, as we started the Masechta, right, there's an av and there's a tolda, different types of damages. Elameata I, but what about the Seifa? Seifa, that's not the Seifa here, that's on your Tesma base, if you look at the Mizrahs of Shas. Right, the next Mishnah says, Hashen Muedes HaBehema Muedes, it talks about Shane and Behema, right? My Avos Mea Toldos Ika. What kind of Avos and Toldos, right, do you have by Shane? So the Gemara says, Havar Kamahadrele Bibidichusa. So Rava said back to him with like a joke, Farmerlei, and he said to him, Anashne Chada Ve'at Shani Chada, right? I got one, I explained this Mishnah, so you explain the next Mishnah. But V'tachlis is, time of my, but what really is a Pshat? I mean, what Rava didn't give him an answer, but what's a Pshat? So Ravashi says, Tana Shane Dechaya, Tani Shane De Behema. That you have a wild animal, not a wild animal, right? Like a deer, like a non-domesticated behema, right, an animal, and then a chaya, and then you have, right, a behema. So you needed to teach that the shein of both of them, right, is the same. Because you might have thought to say, Shilach has beiroksiv, right, Pasuk says, right, that's the Pasuk that says that you send forth your animal, right, and that's, you know, that it eats or whatever. Ksiv behema in chayalo. You might have thought that only applies to your domesticated chaya, behema type animal, and doesn't apply to chaya. So therefore, kamash malan, the chaya bechla behema. That you have to have both of them. The Gemara says, Yachi, if that's true, my boile the mishnah bereisha. Well, if that's true, we should have said the second part first. Meaning that if you're talking about a chaya, right, which is the chiddush, right, and that should have come, what did we say? It was chaya and then behema? Yeah, no, it's the other way around. So meaning if the behema is the basic animal, right, and the pasuk talks about it, and the pasuk comes to teach me that the chaya comes, right, in addition, right, you should have taught the behema first. So Gemara says, hi, the isa le me drasha chaviv alei, right? No, once you have a drasha, the thing that we learn about a drasha, through a drasha, right, is chaviv is more, what's it called? Is more deer, I guess, no pun intended, right, D-E-A-R, right, and therefore, right, if it's more of a chiddush, right, so then the Tana likes it, and therefore taught it first. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, Reisha Nami, well, but in our Mishnah also, listen, the Ahid, the Luxiva Bresha, why we should read the one that's not in the Pasuk, but that we learned through a Drasha. So Gemara says, well, Hachi Hashta, well, you can't do that, but that doesn't make sense, it's not comparable, right, but Hasam, Idi V'Idi Avos, because both of them, the Shein of Behema and Shein of Achaya, right, are Avos, but in our case, the Asile Midrasha, therefore, you can pick right one or the other, whichever one is learned out of a drasha, right? That's near and dear to him. That's what it's going to do first. But Hak over here, Shavik Avitani told him, why in the world would you discard and disregard the Av, right, and start with the Tolda? Okay, Yiboisema, or another answer. I did the Selik Meregel, Pasuk Meregel, right? Since kind of we left off with Regel. Right, so it's there. I mean, in the last parak, right? So we're starting this parak right with Regel and not the Tolda. Okay, Tana Rabbanan Melamed Abraisa. Behema Muedes Lahalech Kedarka Lushaber. Right, a behema normally walks, right, that's a normal case. It goes, it walks around, and it breaks. Ketzad, how does that work? What's the case? Behema Shenechnesa Lechatzar Nizak Vezika Begufa Derech Hilucha. Let's say the behema goes into the Chatzar Nizak, the property of the guy who got damaged, and it damages with its body while it's walking. Uvisara Derech Hilucha, or its hair, right? Ube Ukav Shealeah, or with the saddle. Ube Shlif Shealeah, or with the load that it's carrying. Ube Prumbia, Prumbia b'shevapia, or the thing that's in its mouth, right? Ubezug shevet savara, or the bell that's around its neck. The chomer b'maso, the donkey with its what it's carrying. And mishal nezek sholim, that's normal. So you're going to pay nezek sholim. Sumchus omer, and this is one of the great names in the Gemara, but this is one of the famous shitos of sumchus. Tzoros v'chazir shaya nover b'ashpe v'hizik mishalim nezek sholim. Simcha says, the second one we'll do first, just because it's not as significant, but a pig that's digging around with its mouth, right? And Tsroros, right? Chatzinazik Tsroros, usually Chatzinazik we assume, but Simcha holds that Tsroros, again, that's the pebble that flies out underneath the animal's leg, that's going to be Nezik Shalim. So Gemara says, Hizik, well, if the animal, meaning, Simcha said, if it Hizik, right, Ba'ashba, if the pig is going around and it damaged, Pshita, well, obviously you have to pay Nezik Shalim. So Gemara, that's the obvious one. So Ella, Ema Hittis V'Hizik Mishalim Nezik Shalim. No, meaning, what Simcha is saying is that if the pig kicked up rocks, pebbles, with its mouth, then you're going to pay Nezik Shalim, because that's Tsroros, and you're going to pay, according to Simcha, Nezik Shalim. Gemara says, Tsroros. What do you mean, Tsroros? My Ndachar Shmai. What Tsroros? Meaning, Simcha seems to bring out this chiddush of Tsroros. If there's pebbles flying out, then you pay Nezik Shalim. We're all Tanakama. That Brisa didn't mention Tsroros. Why did Simcha bring it up? So the Gemara says, Achisuri Mechsra, Ve'achi Katani. No, because we're missing some words. Brisa should say, Tsroros, Kir Chayo Nezik, Chatzi Nezik. Normal Tsroros, right? Normal through walking. That kicks up pebbles. That's going to be half the Chatzi Nezik. Ve'chazer Shai Nover, Ba'ashma Ve'tiv. And if a pig was kind of poking around with its mouth and it shot out some stuff and it damaged, Mishalim Chazin Ezek, right? That's the Tanakh Kamashita. So meaning we don't have that in our Braisa, but we have to add that, right? And then Simchas Omer, then Simchas says Tsaros V'Chazir Shaya Nover V'Ashba V'Hitis V'Hitis Mishalim Nezek Shalim, and therefore, and Simchas comes right and disagrees with that sheet. Okay. If you have chickens flying from place to place, and they break kalim with their wings, that's normal, that they're going to pay full damages. But if they broke it with the wind that the wings kind of blow, that's going to be chazinazik, because that's similar to tsoros. Sumchos omer nezik shalim. And Sumchos says you pay full damages, that's the shita. Tanya idach, another brisa says, again, similar to what we've been talking about, that this machloka is about tsoros, what Sumchos and Tanakama hold. Tanya idach, another brisa says, Tanagol and Shayu mahadsin, right, if they're jumping. Agabi ha'iso on dough, agabi peros on some sort of produce, vitinfu o nikru, and they messed it up, or they made it dirty, right? Or they use their mouth to kind of damage it, right? They peck at some sort of produce, whatever, and they damage it. Mishalim nezik shalim, then they're going to pay full damage. Helu afor or tsaros, if they kicked up dirt or pebbles, then mishalim chazin nezik. The Tanakama holds half. Sumchos omer nezik shalim. Sumchos says they're going to pay full, right? The full price. Just this is Sumchos shita. Tani idach, another price says tarnagol shayim afriach makom lemakom, chickens flying around, v'yasta ruach mitagas kanafa v'shivers akelim, and a wind comes out from underneath, right, its wings, and it breaks some kalim. Again, Mishalim Chatzinazik, right, and again, you pay Chatzinazik, and the Gemara here doesn't quote Simchos. This is just stomach Rabbanan, right, the Brisa simply just has statements, you know, doesn't quote a Mam Damer, right, it holds like the Rabbanan, right, that's like the Rabbanan, right, and we're not holding like Simchos in this case, at least in this Brisa. Amar Rava says, Bishlam Simchos Kosavar Kocho Kegufo Dami. Right, so Rava says, I actually understand Simchos better than the Rabbanan. Simchos is very clear. He holds that Koach, right, the strength of the animal, meaning the secondary force, is kegufo, is as if it's done with the animal's body, right? The person's koach is like its goof, right? El Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, kegufo dami, kuli nezik b'ayli shalim. Well, according to the Rabbanan, if it's kegufo, they should pay nezik shalim. If you love kegufo, and if it's not like kegufo, chatzi nezik nami lo shalim. But meaning mimarushach, what's chatzi nezik? Right? If it's kegufo, then it should pay full damages like Simchos. If it's not kegufo, it shouldn't pay anything. So Amar Rava, therefore Rava says, Rava came back and he said, La'olam kegufo dami. Really, he holds like it's gufo. Shouldn't it pay nezik shalim, just like Simchos? V'chatzi nezik tzoros, hilchoso gemiri la. And chatzi nezik, right, that is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. And therefore, the Chachamim say we knock it down, right, to Chatzi Nezek. Now, that Chatzi Nezek, sort of the Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai seems to be, again, a machlokas between the Chachamim, the Tanakama, and Simchos. The Rambam, just to add one extra line, is famous for saying that there is no machlokas between anybody whenever it comes to Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? And immediately whenever you make a statement like that, right, obviously everybody says challenge accepted, and they go to try to find all the cases, right, that seem to dispute that, right? This is one of them, one of the more famous ones, where it seems to be that this is Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and this Machlokas is Simchos and Rabbanan. Okay, either way, but that's Simchos apparently didn't have this Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and the Chora the Chachamim did, and that's why they knock it down from Nezik Shalim to Chatzi Nezik. Now, we're going to stop here. I know it's a little bit high up, but tomorrow's a little bit of a shorter daf, right? And Rav is going to come to explain The conversation does not actually go on to the next daf. I take it back. There's a ton of rabbanon that's enticing. All right. No, we're going to stop here. Okay. we're going to wish everybody a great day or night, depending on where and you're listening to this. And we'll be zocher to see Yeshuos from our Limud HaTorah. Maybe we increase in our Limud HaTorah, in our davening, in our chesed, in our tzedakah. And we'll be zocher to see a gula shleima b'meir v'meinu. Amen.